Every August, people from across the Uist Islands gather for the North Uist Agricultural Show. The event's soundtrack includes contributions from dogs, cockerels, cattle and sheep. While taking in the sights and sounds, I spoke to Neil Cameron, whose daughter had a particular interest in one of the events.
It's a new competition, under 16s, first time it's been held here. So she entered two lambs, then she won first prize and third. She was quite happy.
Congratulations. What does that mean for her, though, now that she's won that? Does she get anything for it?
Oh, yes. Oh, she got £15 for the first prize, £5 for the third, and it means quite a lot of her because she's only 15, so hopefully she'll carry on and do more of it in the future.
And these kind of competitions, is it really about the taking part, or is actually the winning really important?
I think both, winning and taking part. Yes, I think, well, at that age, I would say winning more than taking part.
And how do you choose which sheep or which lamb you're actually going to enter in a competition like this? Because presumably you've got a flock of quite a few. So why those two?
Well, you go for length, you go for shape, and obviously you go for quality, fatness, as long as they're not too overweight and not underweight. They've got to be exactly right for that competition.
So does it make any difference what kind of breed you enter as well? I mean, do you have to have a particular type of breed to be able to enter, or actually can you put any old lamb in there as long as it looks good?
Any lamb. It doesn't have to be any breed of any kind, but it's got to be this year's lamb. Yes, born and bred this year.
And obviously your daughter's in the ring with the lambs and so on as well. Are they partly judging her on how she handles the lambs, or is it all about the lamb and she could almost do a little tap dance and it wouldn't matter?
It's just about the lamb. It's not about the handler at all. No, it's just the lamb they look at.
Fair enough. Now, we're standing in front at the moment with the cows. So how on earth would I judge which cow is likely to win? What am I looking for?
You're looking for length, shape. There again, not too much overweight and not underweight. They've got to be exactly right. No, and they've got to show that they're the part for that competition that they're actually being entered in for.
And when we say we're looking at sort of the shape and the weight and things like that, are we really thinking about the shape and the weight in relation to the meat that's going to come out of the cow at the end of it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, I mean, if they don't show that, say, like today here, they're obviously not going to show it 2 or 3 months down the road if they're going to be sold to a mart. So the prices wouldn't be paid for that animal. No, the prices would be lower.
And if they win something today, does that make the cow or the sheep, for that matter, worth more? Or does it not actually make any difference?
Yes, it would be probably worth more on the cow side, not on the sheep side, but it definitely would on the cow side, especially the one that wins the main prize at the end of the day, because its name is going to be up on the mart locally once that animal goes in and everyone's going to go for it and the price is going to go sky high.
And when you say sky high, what will a cow sell for then?
Well, a cow will sell easy for over £1,000, £1,200, £1,500, she's got a calf at foot, no problem. A cow, say a 10, 11 month old calf, you're talking about £700 to over £1,000.
So it's quite a lucrative business then?
It is quite a lucrative business, yes. Very well paid farmers and crofters.
That's Neil Cameron at the North Uist Agricultural Show.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.